All right, here we go with boots and salutes this morning. Give us a call at 306-938-0600, toll free 1-800-667-3727. Do you still buy print editions of newspapers and magazines? That was the question. 54% of you said yes to that. And I'm curious, now that Hershey's cherry blossoms are gone, did you actually eat those? Are you sad they're gone? Or maybe you're like me and you didn't care for them at all. Boots and salutes. Go right ahead and start it off today.
Yeah. Good morning. I'd like to boot the do-gooders in British Columbia that have been following this Canada goose around for 7 months. It had an arrow in it. Put it out of its misery the first day. It suffered for 7 months just so these guys could look good. Thank you very kindly.
I haven't heard that story. That's an interesting one. I'll have to look into it. Hey, boots and salutes.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to salute, actually, Mr. Moe, because he didn't back up Daniel Smith, because guess what? It's going to hurt the farmers, and that's where his votes come from. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Boots and salutes.
Hey, Ben, I just wanted to wish everybody a great day today and hope everybody has a great day, and the weather's really good today, so everybody be careful out there. It's also icy, too, so be careful out there. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Thanks, Owen. Boots and salutes.
Cherry blossoms were the best.
Were the best, you think so, do you?
Oh, yeah. I've loved them ever since I was a kid.
So are you going to be on the campaign to bring them back then?
No.
See?
Too old for that.
See? It's like, well, it's fine. They're gone, I guess, is how everybody is assuming it goes. So
I guess so.
Okay. Well, we'll put you on for Team Cherry Blossom. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Hey, good morning. Boots and salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to give a big boot to Trudeau and his NDP Liberal Party. They'd sooner start a tariff war with the United States instead of fix their border. Trudeau and them all know once that starts, it's going to break Canada. And if the Saskatchewan NDP are worried about companies leaving now, wait until Trudeau and Zing get through with it. I really believe they should go down and talk with Trump and see if either one of them come back. Have a lovely day.
306-938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727. Yeah, speaking of tariffs, Donald Trump was saying February the 1st, maybe a 25% tariff coming to both Canada and Mexico. Who knows if that will come to pass or just what the deal is, but the threat is certainly looming. Boots and salutes, go ahead.
I like to boot the press, especially the national press. For the going on and on about the tariffs and the 25, that's all they talk about. Just either wait till he does it, or for that dependent on the United States, we can't survive. Then we might as well join them then if that's the best. But I'm just getting tired of it, just them talking about it, and the whole world's going to come to an end if he puts 25% on. Thanks.
Thanks for your input today. Provincial Curling Championships on in Kindersley this week. Which teams do you think will be representing Saskatchewan at the Scotties and the Briar this year? The ladies going to get going in about 7 minutes' time down there in Kindersley today, and good luck to them. Hey, boots and salutes.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment. I had a cherry blossom. It was a long, long time ago, and there was a worm in it.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
So since then, probably not on the cherry blossom front then.
No, I'm not. No.
Okay, well, sorry about your experience. I didn't have that experience with the cherry blossom, but
This happened a long, long time ago. So,
okay, all right. Well, you don't have to worry about them anymore.
Yeah, really.
Thanks for the call. Boots and salutes.
Blah, blah, blah.
Hey there, boots and salutes.
Good morning. I got to boot the Liberal NDPs. Now that they're basically out of the way, they're losing power, all of a sudden, the carbon tax, yeah, we should change it. Maybe we should change it. They're all lying.
Hey, boots and salutes.
Good morning. This hullabaloo about the border crossing drugs going into the U.S. from Canada and Mexico, I believe that should be up to the U.S. Customs to catch them people. Why do the Canadian and the Mexican people have to catch them? Do your own job there, Trump, for a change.
Hey, boots and salutes.
Good morning, Ben. I have a big boot for the Liberals. They just had that cabinet retreat at the Chateau Montebello in Quebec, and they reserved 211 rooms and 14 suites, all for themselves. Now, can you tell me how that expense will help us against Trump? Thank you.
Yeah, sounds like a nice retreat anyway. Hey, boots and salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to give a big salute to the French Secret Service, who caught the last five terrorists going from Canada into the U.S. to blow stuff up. And then they wonder why Trump gets a little owly of the fact. Have a lovely day.
Hey, boots and salutes.
Hi there. I'd like to just make a statement.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go Brandon.
Go Brandon. I haven't heard that cheer before. What makes you a Wee Kings fan? Oh, he's gone. All right. Hey, boots and salutes.
Yeah, good morning. The trouble is with Trump, how can you clean something up in there when Canada left all these immigrants into our country and then from our country to go into the States in there? The same thing with Mexico in there.
All right, 306-938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727. Check your lotto tickets. A ticket sold in Saskatchewan won $1 million on the Max Millions prize draw. Yeah, so we know somebody in this province is $1 million richer this morning. It's not me, sadly. I'm hoping that it is you, though. And how about this? Homeless encampments becoming a growing issue in Saskatoon. The homeless population here in the city has increased from 550 in 2022 up to 1,499 by the end of 2024. And it is said that an encampment is the reason why the University Bridge is closed down at the moment. It was an encampment fire, and actually the increased volume of encampments and incidents is delaying fire and bylaw inspection response times from 24 now to 72 hours. So do you think the city is doing enough to deal with the encampment situation? Hey, boots and salutes.
Yes, good morning, Ben. You know, I've got a big boot here for all the Liberals on this carbon tax, but the biggest one is Stephen Guilbeault. Can you imagine this man that was falling out of trees on his head for all these years and said if there was another carve-out like they did for the Atlantic provinces, he would resign, and now he's willing to drop the carbon tax? He's seen a redemption of some kind? They're all a bunch of liars.
Boots and salutes.
Yeah, it's just pretty sad that Trump is increasing America's wealth by drilling for oil. Putin is sponsoring his war by selling oil, and Trudeau and the Liberals are cutting out our exploration. It's mind-boggling.
Boots and salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to salute Donald Trump. Go, man. He's a great guy. Have a good day.
Boots and salutes.
Yeah, you know, with this homeless business here, the number increasing, you can point the finger directly at Scott Mullen Company. They decided it was a good idea to give the rent money for these people to the people who cannot manage their money. That money, rent money, should have continued to go directly to the landlords. Then they would have their home or their shelter. But since they've done this, they spend it all and they're booted out. Now they're on the street.
And boots and salutes, you can be our last caller.
Yeah, good morning. In regards to the carbon tax, it wasn't the Liberals that originally introduced it. It was introduced in 2008, I think it was, 7 or 8 by Harper. And Pinocchio was also in there. And they wanted to slap $65 a ton and start at that and work up, but it never happened at the time. So what goes around comes around. Thank you.
All right, that'll do it with boots and salutes today. We're going to have some fun after 8 o'clock taking a look